Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, you smell something.
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity on the Real Side. I mean, I'm telling you, it is really, I think one of the few places that you get a sanity check is right here. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And look, come on, you got to be part of the solution. If you're not, then you're part of the problem. You know that's how I feel about this stuff. A lot of stuff going on in the news today, and you're going to love it. Evan Sayet joins me right after the break. Haven't had him on in a while. Busy man, busy, busy man. And always, you know, you got to listen carefully when he talks. Because he's not just a comedian and a commentator, but he really, really has a heart for this. And he gets deep into some of these issues that you need to know what's going on. He's been calling this issue with the Democrats for so long. And if you don't think, you know, true, if you don't think you're living a true fascism right now, let's think about something. So a group of GOPers, GOP congresspeople, they got together the other day and decided they weren't wearing masks in the chamber. And what they said to Pelosi basically was, look, the CDC has said this is fine. We're all vaccinated here. So this is fine. Remember, all those Democrats that weren't going to take the vaccination, they lied to us, too. Boy, that would have been great. Anyhow, so Pelosi's going to find these people. She doesn't care about what the CDC says. However, she's been hammering the table for what, months now, almost a full year, to follow the guidelines of the CDC. Well, if that's exactly what she wants us to do, if that's truly what she's telling us we have to do, then why isn't she doing it? Why isn't Congress doing it? So apparently now she's going to find them, I don't know what it is, $500 a day for not wearing the masks. How long do you think she's going to keep it up there? Plus, she's just extended proxy voting. It's unconstitutional. They have to be there to vote. I mean, unless the building implodes on itself, they still have to get together. But they don't care. These people, the people who keep saying they're not above the law, in all reality, everything they do is above the law, is illegal. They make it up as they go. They decide. Look at, again, here in California, it's a joke. You got Governor Newsom, who wanted to follow the CDC and some, kept telling us why and how he was keeping us safe. What's he do? Come on. He decides, well, even though the CDC says it's safe, I don't think so. So I'm gonna keep these draconian measures up. You have to keep wearing your masks. Look, people, I told you. All right, I don't have a crystal ball. I told you this summer was going to be a war, an out-and-out war. I believe they're pushing hard for the race war. They need to have that kind of chaos. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. Joey B was at the, I think it was a Coast Guard Academy. And he's up there telling these people that they're dull. Come on, you know, this is the next group of... And he called them dull. All right, are we serious? And this is the guy, again, he can go around assaulting anybody he wants to. The other day he made comment about a reporter getting in front of his truck to run him over. Right? And then later on he goes, oh, I'm just joking. Can you imagine if Trump did that? Or actually, any GOPer at this point. How nasty and mean and terrible and disgusting they would be or be perceived as being. Look, they don't want a republic. Come on. They don't want a republic. Right? They don't want a democracy, as they like to say. They want an out-and-out dictatorship. Can we at least be honest about that and stop playing the game? And I don't know where Joey B is. He's living on another planet altogether. Not dealing with the border issue. Not dealing with the violence. You know, you have a gun shooting in a 7-Eleven where three people get shot. The FBI considers that a mass shooting. But let's get past that for a second. That is the only thing that Joey B and team hang on.
Look at gun violence. This country is way up there. We got to take care of it right now.
Well, what about the gun violence in Seattle, Portland, and Chicago? Are you going to take care of that, Joey? What are you going to do with that? When are you going to do something with that? That's why we don't trust our government anymore. We don't trust it because look at what's in front of you. Look at what they tell you. Look what ends up being true and not true. They have to keep control of you. And the only way they're going to be able to do that is to keep the masks on you. Keep you tied up. Am I wrong?
What's that? Am I wrong or am I wrong?
Seriously. 855-REAL-JOEY. 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved and get engaged in the conversation, please, please, please. I mean, seriously, all joking aside. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot of that's going on that you can get involved with. I mean, forget the poll. You can read some of the stories. Give them a thumbs up, give them a thumbs down, whatever it is you want to do with it. You can sign up for our text alerts. Just simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Right, you can sign up for the newsletter. We'll let you know who's coming on the show and some of the things that I'm promoting and programs I'm promoting and even give you a list of our sponsors up to you. It's always good, even if you don't need anything, let our sponsors know that you appreciate what they're doing for us. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guess what's up after the break? That's right. The man, the myth, the legend. Give me a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We're back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time and the applause. I'm sure those were for me. But anyway, always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I don't have this guy on enough. I got to get him on more often because he called pretty much everything that's going on right now, and I'm not so sure. I'll ask him when I pull him on here in a second. I mean, I was telling you that at some point in time it was going to become violent, that they were going to be able to control themselves. And not only has it become violent, but you know, when you talk about a totalitarian group, a dictatorship for all intents and purposes, they're there. You don't have to go any further than D.C. to see it happening. Evan Sayat joins me. He's a writer, a political commentator. And you know what? Before I go on with this, Evan, you had, real quick, you had a massive change after 9/11, didn't you? Because a lot of people know who you are, but they don't know that you haven't always been a Republican.
No, I mean, I,
I grew up in New York City, born liberal Jew, who was then for the next 30 years in the entertainment industry. But my liberalism was never leftism. And it really wasn't even a thoughtful liberal position. It was sort of what our friend Andrew Breitbart used to call the default factory setting for somebody born into my demographic. You know, I mean, I basically knew growing up what Democrats know. Basically, Democrats are good and Republicans are evil. I'm good, so I must be a Democrat. You know, Democrats like peace. Republicans like war. I like peace. I must be a Democrat. You know, Democrats like air. Republicans hate air. I like air. I must be a Democrat. It was only in the wake of 9/11, and it wasn't even the attacks of 9/11. It was the liberal response to the attacks. The idea that we deserve them, America deserves, that it was the chickens coming home to roost, and the way to prevent further attacks was to be nicer to the terrorists. Well, this was insane to me, Joe. And so I had to start to actually think about the policies that I supported, the things that I believed. And since then, I've had an expression, the first time you think is the last time you're a Democrat.
I love that. I love when you say that because it's so true. When you sit and have conversations with the people, you can see it happening. And again, you know, your books, you can grab on Amazon, the Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, Apocalypse Now, and The Woke Supremacy, which is your latest one or last one that you came out with. I mean, that lays all this out. When you're talking about now, I don't know if you heard about this, but in Palm Springs, they're talking about getting rid of a statue of Marilyn Monroe because, right? You ready for this? I hope you're not driving because I don't want you to get an accident. Her bloomers show from underneath. I mean, apparently they've never seen any of these videos on MTV.
Right. Indeed, we always talk about the hypocrisy of the left, but it's really not hypocrisy. They're absolutely and utterly consistent. Anything that is good for the supremacy is something they support, and anything that is bad for the supremacy is something they oppose. You know, we laugh about the silly little things that they're coming down on. I mean, off the air just beforehand, you and I were discussing the outrage over school logos or baseball team logos, and I mentioned their outrage over the misgendering of a plastic toy potato. I mean, there's nothing too small. But that's exactly what totalitarian means. Totalitarian means total. And you know, if you did one little thing against Hitler, they came down on you. If you did one little thing against Stalin, they came down on you. If you did one little thing against Mao, they came down on you. And if we do one little thing that isn't woke, they will come down on you because totalitarian means total.
Yeah, and you've been calling this, you've been talking about this on my show and other shows for years about which direction they were going in. And you know, Horowitz, he finally told me, he got mad at me a couple of weeks ago on the show, and he said, look, stop calling them liberals. They're communists. I mean, he was not happy about it. And when you see what they're doing right now, go ahead.
But here's a mistake that David makes in that argument. And this is how I start the woke supremacy, the new book. The mistake people make when they think of socialism or communism is that they think of it as an ideology. And it's not. It's a system of governance and an organizing, a means of organizing the planet that any number of ideologies can then glom onto. So when we think of them as communists, and then we say, well, they're not exactly like Lenin, they're not exactly like Mao, they're not exactly like Pol Pot, they're not, well, it's because while the system of governance they want is the same, the ideology is very, very different. The ideology of the woke supremacists is very different than the ideology of the Nazi supremacists, which was very different than the ideology of the white supremacists in the Democratic Party with the KKK. Right? So the ideology is not the same. And when we think of it in those terms and we see the differences, we give them an out. Because Nancy Pelosi does not want the same end that Pol Pot wanted. And the only difference is this. They're all supremacist movements. The difference is what each supremacist movement considers to be the supreme trait. So in Nazism, the supreme trait was Aryanism, all right, race. But in Marxism, the supreme trait is class. It's proletarianism. In the Islamicist supremacist movement, the supreme trait is creed or religion. So all of those things can be different, what the supreme trait is, but they all gravitate towards socialism and communism because you want, if you're a supremacist movement, you want a government where only a handful of people control the world.
I agreed. I mean, look, I told people before you came on, they needed to pay attention and they needed to take notes because you've been talking about this for a while and you get so deep into things that you really bring it to the surface. And, you know, I don't have to kiss up. We're already friends. But I really, seriously, over the years, when you go through this stuff, you've enlightened me to so many things, like the Jewish culture. I mean, will this wake up the Jews, the fact that Biden is not interested in supporting Israel? As a matter of fact, look at what happened. We had 3 years of somewhat peace in the Middle East, and the Jews...
Oh, we had growing. We had growing peace in the Middle East. We had historic, unprecedented. Nobody thought it could possibly even happen that all of these nations, the Abraham Accords, that all of these nations were making not just peace with Israel, but actually having a relationship with Israel, a cultural relationship, a business relationship, the kinds of things that really do more. You know, when Jimmy Carter forced the peace treaty, the Camp David Accords on the Jews. I mean, he was basically the Joe Biden of his time. Pro-terrorist, pro-Islamic, anti-Semitic.
Right. Hold that thought. Hold that thought because we're pro-money here. So we'll be back in the Joe Senior House. Don't go far. Evan Say it's going nowhere. God bless the man for being with us. Pay attention. Pay
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am. If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House has passed a bill to create a 9/11-style commission to investigate the deadly riots at the Capitol in January. The panel would be tasked with making recommendations to the Capitol's security and preventing another similar event. The bill is expected to meet strong resistance in the Senate, where Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Wednesday that he's against the measure. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his nation is determined to continue its operation against Hamas, despite a call from President Biden for a de-escalation of the conflict. The White House said in a statement that during the Wednesday call, Biden told Netanyahu that he expected a significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire. But Netanyahu said later that he's determined to continue the operation against Hamas until its aim is met. Hamas has fired more than 3,000 rockets into Israel since the conflict began, with Israeli forces responding with airstrikes against Hamas military targets. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
It's really about that music. I should follow a line like that. Just say. Coming to your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I want to get back to my good friend Evan Sayet. Always got so much to say. We never have enough time with the man. Head up to Amazon, although I hate to give them 5 cents for anything. But head up to Amazon. He's got several books up there. Pick them all up. I'm not joking. I'm not just playing because he's on the show with me. I'm serious. You people need to start to get informed. And then you need to engage like we're starting to see parents do, you know, across the country. But I want to finish up this conversation with Evan on the Jewish community again.
Unfortunately, I'm on the street doing this interview. I'm in Santa Barbara. As you know, I'm in the middle of a book signing tour. So if you hear the ambient noise, if you hear it just sound like a motorcycle going by, I apologize. I actually pulled over, got out of my car just to spend time with you, Joe.
Oh, I'm honored. And not only that, you're in Santa Barbara. I mean, do you have a team around you protecting you?
It's funny because it's lovely. It's physically beautiful. And everybody here is terrified. Everybody here is still wearing a mask. If you're not wearing a mask, they turn and you know, it's almost the scarlet letter these days not to be wearing a mask, but certainly up here. But nonetheless, it's still a beautiful place.
Oh, it is. Gorgeous up there. So, you know, you've explained to me in the past, I do a lousy job of explaining it, but I keep trying to tell people. First of all, there's three different kinds of Jews, right? You said, you know, the cultural Jew, the religious Jew. If you
the religious Jew.
Yeah, right.
Right, and then the Jews as a nation. Even in diaspora, we always consider ourselves a nation. It was only a matter of time until we returned to en masse to our homeland after the diaspora. You know, it's why we end our Passover ceremony, which is one of our most sacred holidays, yep. One of the most important traditional holidays, by saying next year in Jerusalem. You know, this is something that has been in our system, in our blood. And by the way, the Jews never left the Middle East. Some did. But the Jews have always lived in what is called Israel, and there has never been a group of people known as the Palestinians until the leftists conjured it in order to couch their Jew hatred in some foul, in some faux noble cause.
You know, I know you don't have a crystal ball, and you know that this drives me nuts when I look at what's going on out there, and the Jews still support the Democrat Party. If this last couple of weeks hasn't shown how much that party hates the Jewish community, I don't know how you're ever going to wake them up.
Right, and I'm not sure you're going to, and so what we need to do is the same thing we're doing in the black community, same thing we're doing in the Hispanic community, same thing we're doing in these other communities that so wrongly support people who intentionally undermine them. Look, the Democrats keep blacks poor because the second to last thing the Democrats want is for blacks to move into the middle class and no longer need them. The last thing they want is for blacks to get rich and move into their neighborhoods. Right? And so we're not going to suddenly open the eyes of the entire black community, but if we get 10%, then 12%, then 18%, then 20%, then 22%, that's the end of the Democratic Party. That's the same thing with the Jews. If we can just increase the percentage of Jews who support the party that supports Judaism, not just Israel. You know, the Republican Party is the party of Judeo-Christian values. The Democratic Party is the party that sees Jews and Christians as the enemy. And in fact, if you look at the five of the Ten Commandments, right, there are five that deal with how man should deal with God, keep the Sabbath, put no other gods before him. But then there are five about how man should treat man. And every single one of those five is antithetical to what the Democrats believe. Right? Thou shalt not covet. The entire point of the Democratic Party is covetous, is being jealous of what somebody else has, and considering that stealing that is then not only not immoral, you know, thou shalt not steal. Well, Democrats believe thou shalt steal. That's what the Democratic Party is built on, is thou shalt steal. Right? You're justified to steal because your great-great-great-great-grandfather had the same color skin as somebody who was once enslaved.
I always get the biggest kick out of that. It's kind of like I've got to pay for the sins of the past, and my family wasn't even here when it went down. And I'm not being funny. I'm serious. Why do I get charged, or why am I going to be hit for reparation fees when my family wasn't in this country when it went down, and plenty of other families weren't either? And not only that, we're not still living in a day of slavery. We beat our brains out. White people died to give them their freedom, but that's... That's a whole 3 hour.
Well, that's exactly right. And it wasn't white people who enslaved blacks. It was the Democratic Party. It wasn't white people who removed the Indians. It was the Democratic Party. Yep. It wasn't white people who interned the Japanese. It was the Democratic Party. It wasn't white people who were the KKK. It was the Democratic Party. And you know, race has always been critical to the theory behind Democratic Party policies, right? Race was critical to the theory behind the Democratic Party policy of slavery. Race was critical to the Democratic Party policy of Indian removal. And race remains so critical to the Democratic Party of today that what they teach, they even call critical race theory. The fact that they have changed which race they exploit as time and needs have changed, it's irrelevant. Either you believe that race is not critical, or you believe race is critical. And if you believe race is critical, you are a racist.
Yeah, it's amazing. All right, real quick, because I want to hit so many items while I have you with me, and I know you can snap on every one of them. So you see what's happening in the military today. We just lost a leader in the new, quote-unquote, Space Force because he called out the Marxism that was actually happening in the military. I mean, how can it be anything else but they're perusing their social media websites, for the soldiers. They're looking to see how conservative and or how MAGA they are, how much of a patriot they are. I mean, seriously, this is... got to bring the morale down there, and obviously with the police departments. But this is true Marxism, is what's happening there, is it not?
Indeed, it is. Look, you either put the mission first, or you have a different mission. And when you are making choices based not on skill, not on ability, not on merit, not on loyalty, not on performance, but when you're making decisions based on equity, which is the exact opposite of merit. Right? The military, at least the military, should be, and always has been, a meritocracy. But once you remove that and you put the supremacy ahead of the mission, then you're no longer an army. You're no longer an army. And what you see, and we go back to the word totalitarian again, is that it's total. It's every aspect of society will be weaponized by the supremacists for the sake of the supremacy.
No kidding. I mean, seriously. You know, it was really funny. I wasn't surprised. Like, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. But I was surprised when on the National Day of Prayer, the President of these United States couldn't even use the word the Almighty or the Creator or anything along those lines. The gods that they serve are the gods of social justice, right? The gods that they serve are the gods of equity, if you would. Were you outraged at that? Did that stir up anything inside of you? I mean, the National Day of Prayer, they couldn't.
Well, the answer is no, only because nothing surprises me, you know, about them. I know how they think. You know, I used to say to a friend of mine who had come down the stairs outraged about something she'd read Obama had done. And I would say to her, I always wonder, at what point did the Jews stop saying, can you believe what Hitler did today?
Oh, my God.
This is who and what they are. So the fact that even on the National Day of Prayer, he didn't. No, of course he didn't. At a certain point, one's got to stop saying, can you believe what the woke supremacists did today? Because this is who they are. Their goal is, their purpose is to destroy Western civilization. And you'll notice that it doesn't matter what the supremacist movement is. While they always have a different supreme trait, they all know that America is their enemy. Whether it was the white supremacists of the secessionist South, who the enemy was the Union, whether it was the Japanese and German supremacists in World War II, whether it was the Marxist supremacists in the Cold War, or whether it's the Islamicist supremacists like ISIS and Hamas, Hezbollah and the Ayatollahs in Iran, it doesn't matter what the supremacist movement is. America has always been their enemy.
Yeah, and it's just amazing. Listen, when we come back from the break, I want to talk to you about the schools and the education system and the parents that seem to be waking up to truly what went on. I feel that this distance learning actually was a godsend for us because parents got to see what their kids were learning and what they were putting up with. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Evan Sade will be with us when we return.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Where's Dr. Smith when you need him? Go see your host. That was a pleasure to have you. Listen, the one, the only, and I'm not just saying this because he's on the line with me. I enjoy this man so much when he's on with us, and you don't know what a treasure he is. And Los Angeles, I mean, they're all the brainiacs are moving out of L.A. or have moved out of L.A. Well, what does that mean about, what does that say about me? Evan, say it.
Yeah, no, it is happening. It's not just a brainiac. It's a movement. It's a movement out of California. It's a movement out of Los Angeles. It's a movement out of bad governance, bad schooling, bad tax policies, bad environmental policies, high gas prices. And you realize, as beautiful as California is, there are other beautiful places where every other aspect of life is better because you're not being ruled by the supremacists.
Yeah, it never ends out here, and everything you do, any move that you make. I had one of those wackos knock on my door to my car while I was sitting in the parking lot. I had just walked out of a store, and apparently I took my mask off before the door closed, and that's like a moral sin of some kind. I don't know how much penance I have to do for that, but it's very, very upset with me. But anyhow, look, I want to get the education with you for a minute. And you and I have pretty much been on the same page on this for a long time, which is, you know, you saw what was happening in the schools, not much different than what communist China does to their little kids, you know, turning them against their parents. And in this case, though, in the U.S., they turn them against their own country as well. And the only one that can be trusted is that teacher. And anything that teacher tells you is true and correct, and you should never question it, which is just dangerous to begin with. But now with this distance learning that hit, as everybody was screaming about it, I'm sitting back thinking, as I'm getting phone calls from parents, I'm thinking, wait, whoa, this is good. This is good because now the parents are getting to see what the teachers are like, what the kids are being taught, and what they're having to go through. And some of these parents are getting pretty woke now that we, in our way, if you would, and now we have to do is just give them the tools, give them the guts to do what you see happening across the country where these parents are getting in front of the school boards and letting them know how they feel. What do you think?
Absolutely, and it's coming through in so many different ways, including how hard the teachers are working to prevent parents from actually knowing how far they are going. Because in every supremacist movement, it is the state that owns the children. Everything, it's totalitarian, everything, including the children, belong to the supremacy. And you know, just as Hitler wanted the children to turn their parents in, you have the Democrats who want the children to turn their parents in, to let them know when they are not woke.
Yes, you're not kidding.
You know, one of the big parts in the book, The Woke Supremacies, I talk about its history, where the woke movement came from. And this is really the culmination of the 1960s radicals who sought to foment a race riot so that they could destroy America and replace it with their utopian vision. And one of the founding fathers was a gentleman named William Ayers. Went on to be a college professor who then indoctrinated children. But at this point, he was still a murdering, bloodthirsty, mentally ill terrorist who, according to his biography or an interview, the intro to an interview with him, spent the last 10 years, so from this was written in the 80s, on the lam, fomenting revolution and setting off bombs. And William Ayers said, "You're not really ready to change the world unless you're prepared to kill your parents."
Oh.
William Ayers incited children to murder their parents. The only difference between that and Hitler was that Hitler wanted children to turn their parents in so then he could kill them. But William Ayers didn't have the money or the government behind him, so he had to eliminate the middleman and have the children kill their parents themselves. And by the way, he wasn't the only one of the founding fathers of the woke supremacy who incited children to murder their parents. This was a sick group of people who then went on to wrest control of academia and education, turned it into their ministries of indoctrination, who went and wrested control of news and entertainment, turned it into their ministries of propaganda. Now they have the Ministry of Social Communications. And, you know, it was Mark Rudd, another bloodthirsty, mentally ill radical from the 60s, who then went on to be a hero of the woke supremacist movement, who said the true flowering of the 60s will come in the 90s when we've taken over the institutions. Well, Joe, he was wrong only because he missed the obvious. Once they'd taken over the institutions, they would then need another 30 years to use those institutions to brainwash successive generations into being their warriors. Not their Hitler youth, not their young pioneers, but their, what I call their heirs youth. Well, right. If from the 60s to the 90s is 30 years, what's 30 years from the 90s?
We're there.
We're there, which is why they're no longer hiding, which is why they're no longer pretending they're not socialists. They're admitting they're socialists.
They're in your face. Yeah.
Because they now believe they have the brain dead warriors, you know, the Hitler youth, the people who have been so fully steeped in, so wholly surrounded by, and so denied the opportunity to hear any other point of view that they will accept the ludicrous as givens because they've just been so brainwashed. How stupid do you have to be to believe that men can have babies? And yet they will repeat this morality, but Orwell anticipated this. This is why the signs that are around Oceania were things like war is peace, ignorance is strength. freedom is slavery. So self-evidently moronic and yet bought into by everyone because in a supremacy they've been so fully steeped in it that they just take stupidity as givens.
Evan, this is what they did to the blacks. Back in the Jim Crow days, this is why it was illegal to teach a black how to read or to educate a black person, because they might have got educated enough to get out of the situation they were in. Now, they've been doing this for decades. Keep them down, keep them stupid, and they take over Seattle and Portland in a violent way, right?
It's not a coincidence that one of the three slogans was ignorance is strength.
Yep.
The Democratic Party, anybody who votes Democrat today believes that ignorance is a moral strength because thinking is an act of bigotry. You know, and this comes from the kindergarten of Eden, how the modern liberal thinks. Back in the 1980s, by no coincidence, when the first babies born after World War II, who became the children of the 60s, when they became the powers that be in the 80s, they declared thinking to be a hate crime. Right, the thinking behind the outlawing thinking is this, Joe. Anything that you believe, anything that I believe, anything your audience believes, anything anybody believes, is going to be so tainted by your personal prejudices. Prejudices we all have based on things like the color of your skin, the nation of your ancestry, your height, your weight, your sex, and so on. Anything that you believe is going to be so tainted by your prejudices that the only way not to be a bigot is to never think at all. So why do they support the Palestinian terrorists who throw gays off of buildings and subjugate their women? They don't think about it. They don't think about it. They know the facts, but they're not allowed to think about the facts because ignorance is a strength.
I want to go to the violence thing here real quick before we run out of time, because you and I both grew up in pretty rough neighborhoods. You know, I grew up in Boston, you grew up in New York City. And when you think about how we were brought up, even in those neighborhoods where you know, we had a fight for stuff, we never thought about going taking over somebody's neighborhood. We never thought that we were owed anything, or at least I wasn't brought up that way. You work for what's yours, and the situation you're in now is not something you're going to be in for the rest of your life. If you get, what's the word, educated, you can get out of the situation you're in. I never had a thought of blowing up a school or killing somebody because of my bad fortune and what have you. And it's proof positive, in my mind, it's proof positive that these kids that are out there today in Seattle, Portland, and other places, a lot of them come from affluent homes, don't they?
Indeed. And you know, it was Saul Alinsky, okay, who wrote the rules for the original radicals. And what's very telling about Alinsky's manifesto is, unlike other manifestos throughout history, it doesn't even pretend to be a moral document.
Right.
It is simply a how-to for those who lust for power and don't care how they get it. And that's what you find with supremacist movements. Because supremacist movements, the end result is utopia. Right? Hitler didn't imagine a world of gas chambers and ovens. He imagined the perfect world that would come when the gas chambers and ovens had accomplished their purpose. Mao didn't imagine a world of hundreds of millions of dead bodies littering the fields. He imagined the perfect world that would come after that. That Stalin didn't imagine a world of gulags and permanent confinement to mental institutions. He imagined a workers' paradise that would come after that. And these people who are rioting in Portland, in Minneapolis, they don't see the evils that they're committing. They see the perfect world that they will create once only those who are woke rule the world.
I know. It's amazing. Evan, we're out of time. Tell people, you know, you're on a book tour right now. They go to your website, find out where you're going to be so they can actually come meet you and get you to sign their book, right?
Indeed. I'm finishing up my tour here. I've got two more days. And then I'm back in Dallas for a big event. So if you're in Dallas, look for the big event at the Omni Hotel there. Everything Evan Sayet can be found at evansayet.com.
I know.
EvanSayet.
It's great. You guys make it easy. Anyway, Evan, God bless. Keep doing good stuff, and we'll have you back on again soon. Be safe.
I look forward to it, Joe. Thank you.
You too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. Get a lot more coming up. Really, seriously, you're going to miss the next time. There you go. And he's gone. We'll be back in a little bit.